Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you all for being here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've greeted your neighbor or someone you didn't come with to church. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Last week, I came here and I told you that we have entered a season when God is going to bless us for our obedience, okay? And then after the service, Esther shared a dream she had that same morning, okay? That same morning, she had a dream, and in that dream, Joanne was preaching, and she was saying that there's an open door. Huh? Yes. So that confirmed the message that indeed God is going to bless us. Glory be to God. Amen. Today we are going to continue talking about that and to also tell us that one of the major blessings, okay, or one of the blessings that most of you are going to experience is going to be financial increase. All right? And then we're also going to briefly see what God would expect of us concerning that increase when it comes. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 says that, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Okay? Hallelujah. So God here is saying that seasons will always be there as long as the earth endures. Okay? And in this verse we say that there is a season for seed time, a season for sowing. All right? And after sowing, there comes a season for what? Harvest. Seed time and harvest shall never do what? Shall never cease, shall never stop as long as this earth endures. Glory be to God. Now this sowing, or this season of seed time and harvest, not only applies to the natural world, but also to the spiritual world. Glory be to God. What we sow in the spirit, we also reap. Glory be to God. All right? Now, I'm reading this again to emphasize that we're in a season of harvest. Okay? Hallelujah. We sowed something and God is going to give us a harvest. Okay? Specifically, we sowed obedience. Okay? And we're going to reap the harvest of blessings. Glory be to God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says the same thing. It says that, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. All right? Do not be what? Do not be deceived. Hallelujah. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Hallelujah. Okay? The only people that are exempt from sowing from reaping what they have sowed, according to this verse, are women. Glory be to God. I am joking. Hallelujah. Man here includes men and women. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man here includes Alana. It includes Christina, it includes Matthew, Mwine, hallelujah, all of us, we are in there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? But I've just given you an example of how what false teaching starts. Hallelujah. Okay? Someone shows you this, a woman. A woman preacher. Hallelujah. Comes and shows you this verse. Okay, then you see, but don't you see what you are doing? All right? Women don't reap what they sow. Okay? Especially the bad that they sow. All right? Hey. Hallelujah. But that same individual will be so fast to say, but they reap the good that they sow. But yet here it says that all the sowing and all the what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, this is just an example of how scriptures can be twisted, and someone who shows you, don't you see? It's in your Bible. Open your Bibles. Hallelujah. Okay? Like the false teaching that says that the Jews, the Israelites, disobeyed God, they are rebellious, they rejected Jesus. So God rejected them, he threw them out, all right? And now Christians are the new Israelites, okay? All right? And now we are going to get all the blessings, okay, that God promised the Jews in the Old Testament. All the blessings are ours now. All right? But those same people don't say that also all the curses for the disobedience are also what? Ours if we disobey God. They say all the blessings are now ours, okay, and the curses remain with the other ones. You understand? Okay, so he says, if you're going to own something, own everything. Don't say now the blessings are ours and the curses are what? Even if we disobey. For us, we only have blessings. Okay, but that is the what? The teaching that the Jews, the curses are theirs. For us, only what? Glory be to God. Anyway, the Bible says that, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man or a woman sows, that he or she will do what? Will reap. So there is a time when we sow. Okay? And that which we have sowed, we shall one day reap. A season will come for reaping. Okay? Good or bad? Glory be to God. Good or what? Or bad. Hallelujah. Okay? However, if you've sowed evil, okay, you can still pray to God for a crop failure. Okay, Kenneth Hagin used to say that. Okay, and by the way, at times, according to God's whatever assessment of things, okay, yeah, okay, you might, he might kill all the what? All the harvest that was due you. You understand? But sometimes he will, he'll have us to test a little bit of our consequences. A little bit of the consequences. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever a man sows, okay, he will also reap. A season will come for reaping. Glory be to God. Okay? And you should rejoice at this verse, okay, at this understanding. Glory be to God. Amen. We should love this what? This scripture a lot. Hallelujah. Then it says that, and let us not grow weary while doing good. Okay, so this is verse 9. For in due season we shall reap if we don't do what? Lose heart. Okay? In due season. Okay? The season for reaping has to come. Hallelujah. If you escape it, or if there's a season for reaping evil, okay, if you escape it, okay, it will, you're finding it where you're going. Yeah? Okay? I'm talking about hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I was watching the news, and this guy, what's his name? The Diana, remember Princess Diana? Yeah? Yeah. The father of the guy who she was with. Al-Fayed. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he sowed evil. Apparently he was a very evil guy. All right? Then he died before what? Reaping. Okay? Now they're trying to get him to reap, but it's too late. He died. Now they're like, that guy, so now they're trying to tarnish his good name. But there must be also an agenda for that. You know, eh? Why these British are all of a sudden, there must be something. I think he messed them up, or his son, him and his son, okay, messed them up. Anyway, but what I was trying to get to is that there's no way, if he didn't give his life to the Lord, okay, on his deathbed. You understand? Eh? He definitely is reaping. Sadly. Hallelujah. All right? Which reminds me to remind you that this thing, when someone dies and you say that may his soul rest in eternal peace, okay? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your saliva or your ink. Okay, but you won't go to hell for saying it. You understand? Eh? You won't go to hell. You can say it for as long as that one. Yeah, most probably you won't reap. Hallelujah. However, you're wasting your time. Okay, and it's not good to say something you don't believe. You understand? Eh? That's how you can become a very good liar. Starts you continuously say something, but in your heart you don't believe it. Yeah? You are a molokole, you know the scriptures, you know that when someone has died, it is over. Either heaven or hell. But you continually say, ah, may his soul rest in peace. You know, eh? And in your heart you know that you're wasting, you know, eh? What you're saying is not, doesn't really hold sense. There's no what I need. Okay? Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay? There's some people who are, yeah, who say that may his soul forever be a blessing. Not his soul. There's something about either the remembrance. Eh? You know, eh? Maybe that's a bit, like if you are, like a parent. Eh? Yeah, when your parents, when your kids remember you, eh? May it always be like a blessing, eh? When you see how good you are, how you spanked them for their good. Hallelujah. You left them a house, you educated them. That, I think, is okay. But this thing of praying, eh? Praying that what? Yeah, it is over. It's, oh, you know, if some guy was evil, you know, it's hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Which reminds me, okay? Andrew one time told me that there's a man, he drove, okay? Someone needed a lift, so he contacted Andrew, and this man was with a son, a child, eh? A son or a daughter? A son. How old? Around 2. 2 years. So anyway, they drove to somewhere where the guy's mother was buried. Eh? Okay, the man's mother had died, and of course she was buried. So this guy had gone there they got there, then they went to the grave. Okay, then apparently Andrew said that this, and they were. And the guy was born again. Yalimu locally. I'm telling you, anyway, so, yeah. Then this man told the child that, Buza kumama o. Eh? As in, Jaja. Eh. That, greet your Jaja, greet. Okay? You now, such high-level stupidity. That's why now, what? You can open the door for what? With demonic stuff, man. Takes a child to a grave, then Ugamba greet what? And this guy apparently he was born again. But I think Bambi emotions, eh? Mama we Bambi a facha, mwagala, what? So he's like, I know, yeah, she's dead, what? But I have to go there, and this boy must what? You know, eh? Hey, please don't do those what? Those things. If you are to do them, you do them alone, but don't involve your children, Bambi. You see, that's how now a child can grow up, eh? Not any cave into it, because, you know, eh? Going to graves, you know, eh? Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? And before you know it, if you start visiting graves and speaking to the dead, okay? I don't think you survive going to ending up in shrines. Okay? Please don't do those things. Okay? First of all, you're not the only one who has lost what? Loved ones. Hallelujah. You're not what? You're not the first. Okay? What about Soka? Everyone has lost someone. All right, so, yes, hallelujah. Just grieve, mourn, you know, for as long as you want. But don't do stupid things. Don't do what? Stupid things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? The reason why I mentioned the shrine bit was because I wanted to tell you that, man, in our estate, in our estate, we have what? There's a guy, rich, you know, nice house, what? Okay? But apparently, he's a witch doctor. Yeah? Eden has never heard that story, so don't what? Hey, Haji. Hey, guys, in fact, I've never been to his house. Gatunonya centers are security. House to house, I was among the people. But by that time, I didn't know. Okay? But I can go back for security, what? Yes, because, I mean, witch doctors have to pay school fees. You understand? There's not they have to pay for what? They consume, yeah. So if you're commandeering them, you know. Yes. But I understood, man, the guy is a what? A haji, what? Something. Guys die, man. Okay, has a big house, he drives an ML. Okay, but the chap is never around. Okay, so man, someone leaked info that the guy is a witch doctor. Then now when I was like, yeah, he must. He's never around. The other time I called his wife, I was like, now Nakubida Haji, what sent again, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, because right now he's not in the country. The guy is never what? So I was told that I think he's one of those guys who go to South Africa. You've heard of that thing, eh? Ugandans who do stuff in what? They're called what? Sangomas. They go to SA and they fill up people. All right? And I, when I go to now, I was like, wait a minute, how come Then I was like, yes, I remember. Every time someone, people demonstrate unusual behavior, like ridiculous behavior, you know, usually it is a demon. Then I remembered a week before I got that info, remember I had called this guy, okay? I told him, Haji, Senteza, with security, Nezorugudo. The guy said, okay, what? I'll call you. Call me about, you know. Yeah. So I call him again. Then he doesn't. Then he talks, but then say, I'll call you back. Then 2 days later, he calls me back. He says that, Ontegede. They asked me, for you in Luganda, okay? He said that, for you, who, anyakwata usentezeza security, like who gets your security, what? The second issue, point, is that you named these roads, okay? But you didn't consult the people who are here first. Yeah? Because our, like I said, all the roads are named and they are what? Opande, you know? Owengudo. Okay? And he was among the first chaps who are there. So basically, he was saying that these roads should have been named after us. Nemomwajia? Meanwhile, the discussions concerning how the roads were named, they were on the group on which he is. You understand? And the names are not for like individuals. It is fruit trees. Or trees. Jacaranda, mango, pine. You understand? Mwa engudo mwazi, you know? Awasoka te mwa babkolaji. Then kati ororugudo remukola. Okay? That's what that you're doing. Mwalusanga lugazi. Nekati mulu. Because, you know, we're doing trenches. So definitely, so, you know, Then now, before I responded to his issues, because one, two, three, before I responded, okay? He says that, Kati, todanga mukunkubira. The guy asked me, he has raised concerns and he wants to answer. But before I begin, he said, Kati, todangamu kunkubira. So as it was so unusual, like someone who has served, you don't act like that. They say, never call me again. As in meaning, I'll never give you money for the roads, I'll never pay money for security, never call me again. You're telling that to a neighbor in the estate, eh? That was so, and then when I heard a week later that the guy is a witch, I was like, in fact, some guy told me that I think, because it is a man of God who called him, okay, the demons, what? That's what some chap said, that you see a man of God, well, he's also the demons, what? rioted. I said, never call me, you know, And then understand, yeah, but there's another one also, what? Who is also what? But for him, I think he's no longer in full time. Okay. Someone knew him from, what is that place next to Mbuya? Mbuya, there's another place there, Mbuya, Chitintale, Chitintale. That he was a witch in Chitintale. You know, there's someone who had identified him and then told someone the estate that a guy had in Chitintale. Okay? Then I think his brother built a house in our like estate and then he told him to stay there as he does. So, in fact, you know, you can have neighbor, you know, guys in an estate that you don't know. So when I heard that, the guy said, in fact, why there's an anthill, okay? And there was an anthill around somewhere where I stayed, around there, in an empty plot of land. Okay? And then one time as guys were clearing the place, slashing it, they found it's called what, a calabash. Calabash with stuff in there. Okay? And they knew that it was that guy was doing what? His things. Then one time, our security, whatever, guards apparently, some time ago, we grabbed him at night. They had brought away a dead dog or something like that. Then the security chaps were the cops. He grabbed them, but they didn't leak the info. I think they only told the chairman. So now the dead dog had been brought for somewhat rituals, I guess, by that guy, Yavawa Kitintale. But now he's managing a security firm. So on behalf of his brother, so I think one of the things is free housing. Okay? So that's why I think he's no longer in what? Full-time ministry. Then I told some chap about him, okay? The chairman about him, but they, don't you know your guy, what? Bangamba, eh? The guy said, I think he's from Bundibujo. Then I told the guy that, a chap Bundibujo, what? Uchileke. All tribes in Uganda, they are what? Eh. But I understand that some who are what? Who excel more than what? More than the others. And I think it's true. That I agree. Yeah. So people say Bundibujo man is not simple. Have you heard those things, those stories? Have you, eh? Bundibujo, eh? No, I'm saying Bundibujo. Have you heard anything like that? Eh? You have, Hallelujah. So where did we what? And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't do what? Lose heart. Hallelujah. I'm praying to God for an opportunity to get this Bundibujo man and I tell him about what? Jesus. Because we meet and they say, oh, how do we know? Gay, like he's a normal chap, man. He's a normal, you know, but I, you know, you can't just be knowing that someone is a witch and all you do is to just talk about it. Tell people, man, you know, if you're born again, you should feel for them and what? Pray for an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, one time we had an estate meeting, a general meeting in our compound at home. And so later, when I told Jera about that Bundibujo man, okay, that man, there's a witch in the estate, the Bundibujo. Then she was like, I hope he's not among those who care. The way people fear those, you know, that I hope he's not among those who came for them. I mean, what if he was a man, you know? But even him, man, uncooperative. The guy never says anything. He has never given us a single dime for anything. Not him estate. Nakamoto kai kavuga what, you know? Has some chico wife who's like him, you know? So sometimes I look at this woman, sometimes I hope she knows the guy, what? But you can find that she's also in the, you know, by nature into our business here, family business. But man, there's a hard guy. Guy is dying. Okay? And the kids go to Rock Ridge. You heard of that school? Anyway, Stone Ridge, yeah. She, you know, drive an ML. Always out of the country. Hallelujah. Yes, but a season comes when people must reap what they what? What they sow. Now, for us, okay, God is saying we're going to reap good. Hallelujah. And that was confirmed by a dream that Esther had that morning. In this dream, Joanne was preaching. Okay, and she was preaching about an open door that has opened unto us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 102, verse 13 says that, you arise, O Lord, okay, you, God, will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Glory be to God. The set time has done what? Come, for the Lord to favor us. Glory be to God. It is due season. Glory be to God. It is due what? Due season. Glory be to God. All right? Because of our obedience, God is going to bless us in several ways. But as I said, one of the ways that will stand out will be financial increase. Glory be to God. Okay? Blessings always follow obedience. You sow obedience unto God, a time will come when you will reap the harvest of his blessings. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2 says that all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey. So when you obey, consistently obey, okay, a time will come when you will reap good. Glory be to God. Okay, now that time for us has come. Amen? The set time, the time for God to favor us has come. Due season. Hallelujah. Due what? Due season. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26, God says that I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Hallelujah. There shall be showers of what? Blessing. Showers. Hallelujah. Blessings are going to rain upon us. Glory be to God. Okay? You had better believe what I'm telling you. If you didn't believe last Sunday, you are excused. Okay? But now that there was a confirmation, okay, now you had better believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? You had better do what? You had better believe. Glory be to God. Amen? Showers of blessing. Glory be to God. Amen? This is real. Hallelujah. Okay? Last Sunday, I was 98% confident. Okay? Even as I told you. But remember I told you, like at a certain point, that the more I said it, the more what? I got convinced that I was what? Was spot on. Okay? But then today, I am 100%. Glory be to God. Because God gave us a dream. Hallelujah. We are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And I emphasize, one of the outstanding blessing is going to be financial increase. Hallelujah. Okay? There's a testimony Dennis was giving me. Was it on Friday or on Thursday? Okay? And it had to do with money. Okay? So I told him exactly that. This is what I'm planning to talk about on Sunday. Hallelujah. Exactly that. Glory be to God. Amen? Increase is coming. It is one of the things that God is sending our way. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, when this money comes, okay, God would want us to use it the right way. Especially, he would want us to be generous with it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, that remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. By the way, this generosity, okay, the young people like Mwine are not exempt. Okay, young people like Mwine, like Elizabeth, who's down there in the children's church, Alana, Mwena Mwena, okay? Especially Mwine, huh? who's joined, or you're joining uni. Hallelujah. Okay? You're also not exempt from what? Giving the money that what? That your mother gives you for pocket money. Hallelujah. It is when I was receiving only pocket money, that's when I had an audible voice telling me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you'll never see financial depression. God didn't give that word to someone who was working. I didn't have a job. I was a student. Okay? A student. Okay? But God knew I was getting some dime, like a 20K, I guess, every Friday. Hallelujah. And he told me, you had a better give. Okay? And I'm glad I had that voice then. Because when I finished university, man, I was too loaded. As in, the money I was getting was too much. I was earning a lot of money and I didn't have any needs. Okay? I didn't have a chick. Okay? Didn't have a child. I didn't know anything about land. I didn't, my powers were oozing money. Hallelujah. My powers were what? Hey, I have a friend of mine who is a Mnyankole. He's a doctor. He's called Alex Muganz. In fact, he was with Dennis in Entare School. So he was telling me once that the president one time said that people are saying that Banyankole's powers are oozing. And the way this friend of mine was saying with his Chinyankole like accent, like it sounded so funny. Yeah? People are saying that Banyankole's powers are oozing of money. Had any man, by the way, yesterday on Friday, I was at a police station. Okay? I'd gone to report a certain case. Okay, so now you have to make a statement, you know. So now the cop, your name, told him, Moses Musinguzi, what? Your age, then I told him. Then I knew what was coming. He was supposed to ask me my tribe, because cops, you know, the British left a system saying that when you go to police, they have to ask you your tribe. Can you imagine? And it is still mandatory. So I was waiting. Next question, my what? Tribe, okay? What tribe are you? But this guy didn't ask me. Okay? I saw him writing my age, and immediately after my age, he wrote Mnyankole. I saw it. This is how messed up our system is. The guy didn't ask me. He asked me my name, my age, then Nagatako what? Mnyankole. Then I was like, should I correct him? Or I just leave him? But I was like, if I leave him, won't I get in trouble at a certain point? Because you understand? But I'm like, let me just what? Hallelujah. And I think but I parked my car very far. Because I'm like, now, if I park this car in front of a police station, guys will be like, now, this one, Tulino Kumukuraji. And especially since what? Since my powers are what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we should remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Okay? So the money that you're going to receive, you'll be more blessed if you get some of it and do what? Give it as the Lord leads you. Glory be to God. All right? Even you're not exempt. Okay? This young lady. What's your name again? You told me your name some time ago. Kathy. Kathy, you also know you're not exempt. Hallelujah. Women are exempt from what? Really? But on giving, they're not exempt. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory. Remember, okay? This is powerful. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. It is more blessed, okay? All right? So every time you receive, you haven't gotten the full blessing. The full blessing is if you get a portion of what you've gotten and you give it away. Glory be to God. That's what the Lord Jesus said. Glory be to God. That's what Jesus did what? That's what Jesus said. Glory be to God. Okay? I can tell you for a fact, and this is not boasting. It is a testimony, if I should say. Okay? My greatest moments, okay, in life is when I have time to what? To give away. Hallelujah. When I have money, like, you know, All right? You say, like, when I have time, like, you say, like, everyone I look at, you know, all right? When I, like, every time it makes me happy, like, you know, like, that's why I honestly have, yes, like I said, even when I was working and the time, you know, when I didn't have any responsibility. Okay? My first workplace was in Chenjojo. All right? I would enter a place, like an eating place, okay? The other day I was showing Sam Mwanga when we drove to that place. The places I used to eat from, okay? Food, you know, I would enter a place. Then I preach to these people. Then they tell me, yeah, we got saved. We are saved. Then I say, now why are you selling these things? Which Christians, what? Shouldn't sell. Then they want me to tell me, no, as in, we also don't want, but, okay? Then I tell them, okay, Mumbulile, you know, like, as in your budget. Hey, man, I was what? Oh, yeah, these things, PDM, this PDM thing is nothing. Hallelujah. Muslims should know, because first of all, I call what? PDM. The real one. Glory be to God. And so, yeah, then, you know, then I'll say, okay, in 2 weeks, because you see, I know my salary is coming. And anyway, I used to pay myself. All right, then the people I was working with at the health center, all the money used to come. Then I drive for Porto, I withdraw, you know. And so, yeah, so then I'll tell me your buy, then I'll come on that day and I give them dime. As in Kati, you know, Mubijemu Muduka Kati Mugule, this. Man, those were exciting times. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, remember when I was Mwine? I hope you know that I work with your mom at one time. Okay? We'll be there seeing patients, kids, man. Kids will show up and just bambi bava kukarere, like, just you want to pay for the whole lot school fees. You understand? You know, you have nothing. But man, I felt, you know, with the man I had, and it gave me so much joy. Okay? And to this day, it still does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? That is why, glory be to God. There's something I want to say, but I'm seeing how I should say it. Anyway, I won't say it because I don't know how to say it so that I don't say what I don't want to say. Glory be to God. All right, but it is more blessed to give than to what? Than to receive. Hallelujah. You know, I sit there, then sometimes I even sit and I think of what? Like building posh houses. Okay, for people, man. You understand? Then one day I just show up with a title. You understand? With a title. Hallelujah. But sometimes you should build them a house. Eh? The type or the design that they, you know. So you have to ask them, Kati, you know, how do you do that? So that they will get what's again. So they give ideas to a house, but they don't know that it is their house. You know, honestly, what is money for? You understand? If you have of course, the Bible says that he gives us all things richly to enjoy. Okay? Money is to be enjoyed, okay? So don't misunderstand me. Okay, enjoy. If you want to see animals, go look for them. That thing of tracking, you know, look for animals. If you want to see leaves, trees, you know. As in, spend money on that. But also, okay, or most importantly, be generous. Help people. Glory be to God. Help what? People. Okay? There's a child in this church who, one of these days I'm going to pay what? I'll call the parents. And I'm like, Mumperez, what? Bank slips. Okay? But they do bank slips. Are bank slips still there? Biaguao, eh? Huh? Yeah, whatever. Whatever, that stuff. Yeah, you know, eh? Eh. But, yeah, okay? Greatest joy. Hallelujah. Giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. It's strange that you never hear, really, I think I've never heard, or I've heard once or twice, of someone who has given someone a house. Do you hear those things? They're there, but severely, you understand? But we give a 50K, you hear someone has been given 20 million shillings. But why don't people also give out houses? You understand? So either it is a thing we have been meant to what? To whatever that houses are not given out. You understand? Hey, I don't know. Maybe it is just something in the psyche. Hey. Glory be to God. Yeah, but, if you have the dime, why not, Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, but Jesus said that it is more blessed to give than to do what? To receive. Now, God would want you to have that attitude, okay, in this season, so that when the money comes, okay, you know, yes, you are ready to be a blessing to other people. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 says that as you abound in everything, okay, as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Okay? What grace is he talking about? In the context of this scripture, or rather of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, okay? He's talking about giving. He's talking about generosity. Okay? As a Christian, you should abound in every good thing. Okay? But also, and also, generosity. Glory be to God. All right? So that is verse what? 7. Okay? And to show you that he's talking about the grace of giving, let's backtrack to verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 says that, "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction," okay, these Christians were being persecuted for being Christians, "the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty." These guys were poor. All right? All right? So he says that, "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality," in the riches of their generosity. Okay? Hallelujah. What enabled them to do that? The grace of God. Poor chaps. Okay? Poor chaps who are being persecuted. They were suffering. But they had joy in their hearts. Okay? The joy of the Lord. And then grace came upon them to even give of the little that they had. Hallelujah. "For I bear witness that according to their ability," yes, "and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of ministering to the saints." These guys, the grace of giving so operated in their lives, okay, that even if they were so poor, remember it says that deep poverty, they insisted. They were on Paul's case that we want to give. Hallelujah. Okay? Now God would want us also to abound in that grace, the grace of giving. As we abound in every other thing, we should also abound in the grace of generosity. Glory be to God. Matthew, are you listening? You're not exempt. Hallelujah. All right? None, maybe, yeah. Even this one is not exempt. Because sometimes she gets money, sweets, break. She takes break at school. Okay? She can break. Hallelujah. Amen? Back in the day, man, I remember nursery, taking bananas to school. Okay, he'd be called Banana Monkey. Did that happen to any of you? Banana. Your parents give you bananas, man. Either you throw them along the way or something. Or you eat them before as you were. Because remember, most of us didn't drive to what? Nursery school. We walked. All right? We walked. And on the way back, enter a rich guy's place, to the gate, climb up trees for guavas. Okay, I'm a peda. Man, these kids haven't experienced these things, man. Hallelujah. Christina, as you're walking back home, you know some rich people who have gates, but they have dogs. But nobody now I'm a pay like gravers. Then you what? You have to make sure the dog is what? Then as kids, you sneak in, you run, you climb up the trees, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, I even don't know why I'm telling that. Okay? But there was a certain time when I was telling a story, I saw Christina, very happy man. She was like, this is the best story she has ever had. She was like, you know, some of these kids don't know the things that are happening outside their estates. Hallelujah. They don't know that there are kids who are looking into their homes to get an opportunity of what? Of getting to those trees in their place. Hallelujah. But anyway, God wants us to abound in the grace of what? Of giving. Hallelujah. Of course, the first giving that should happen, okay, or the giving that you shouldn't miss should be tithing. Glory be to God. Okay? I'll never forget a time when, you remember that story, I've told it here, and I wrote it in the book, how, yes, as we said after university, okay, that first money that came, and even thereafter, after my master's, it came to a point when it was too little, because I was giving too much, and now this money was too little. Okay? So I prayed to God. I was like, God, okay, why don't you give me more money to give away? Okay? I told him that I've joyfully obeyed as you told me. And now I've been praying for more money. Why aren't you giving me more money to give away? All right? More money to give away. Okay? Then I told him, is there something wrong I'm doing? Right to 1%. Glory be to God. Well, why don't you give, what is the, as in, I told him, if there's anything wrong I'm doing, tell me so that I put that in order so that you send me more money to give away. All right? So now, a few days later, that's when I get a dream. And in this dream, they are interviewing people for the position of governor, Bank of Uganda. Interviews. And I was among those who were interviewed for the position of what? Yes, I was interviewed, and the dream ends. Hallelujah. But then I got to know that according to what I was praying, God is speaking along the same lines. Okay? I was like Noel. Remember? Noel last week. How man, what? Gay. Okay? In fact, Bob, if you get a dream, please don't disturb me. Okay? Call Bridget to put Noel on the line. Man, the kid interpreted his own dream. He came and told him, you have to eat them chap, chap, tat, tat. Man, you know, eh? So, you know, I knew. Could you remember? A governor handles the government's dime, isn't it? Uh-huh. So I knew God was like, I'm considering you for that big-time money at a national level. All right? But I was like, but the dream, man, ended without knowing. But I knew anyway that I was being considered. Do you know, you can be there, but when God is considering you for something, and sometimes he's not letting you know. You understand? But if someone can come when God is speaking to you, you know, but he's considering you for something, you know, and he wishes that you don't blow it up. Hallelujah. But thank God. Now, you could see I realize that now my thoughts and my prayers, okay, it seems to be like they were not really prayers, but I was picking up the thoughts of God. You know, sometimes you can be thinking you're praying, but when actually your spirit man is picking up God's thoughts. And they are coming to you as thoughts. And therefore you're praying, but when actually you're downloading, you understand? So good now, anyway. Yeah, he was considering me for that work. Yeah, now, months later, I get a dream, and in this dream, we were in primary school, okay? I was in primary school, and we had done end-of-term exams, all right? End-of-term exams, and of course, in the exams, there was a math exam, all right? And then before results were released, okay, like officially, info leaked. Hallelujah. Info leaked that man, okay? Back in the day, okay, for some of you's information, I was known as Bwango, okay? My dad was Charles Bwango. So all of us, all these 12 kids were Bwango. No, apart from one, the firstborn. The firstborn somehow didn't get the name. I don't know how that happened. But I think now I know. From what I had, I think last year. I was telling some people after the service last week how she didn't get the name. Okay? Yes. What was I saying? And so, in the dream, info leaked that man Bwango was the best in math. Okay? Info leaked before the official, info leak. Okay? And he was not only the best in math, but also there was a certain question, we used to call them a number, there was a certain number. Okay? Which was difficult, but he got it right. Okay? And the answer to that question was 10. Okay? A difficult question. He was not only the best, but he also got that question correct. Hallelujah. And the dream ended. Hallelujah. Now, from that dream, I knew that this dream was related to the interview I'd done. Huh? The interview for the position of governor, Bank of Uganda. Okay, I knew it was the same dream, but in other words. So now God was saying that you were the best. Glory be to God. You were the best. Okay, and even the issue of 10, and I knew I was talking about 10% tithe, you got it correct. Hallelujah. Remember, a difficult question. And of course, I knew from that also that God was saying that tithing is a hard paper for Christians. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Tithing is a hard paper. Especially, I think, the more money you get, the more tithing, you know. When you have a 10K, 5K, removing 500, very quickly. Okay? There are children in this church who, when they get money, they take it to Rachel, and they ask for balance, for their balance. Because they are like 10%. Okay? So they ask Rachel that, yeah, this is 5,000. Tithe is 500. So now my balance. And I think that's not wrong. What do you think? Yeah, it's not wrong to ask for, you know, in case you are fearing. You understand? Yeah, to not change. Church did not change. Okay? Ugamba, mujeke zamwe. Mujeko ezakatonda. Muzili ze what?
Like, it doesn't sound nice, but really, there's nothing wrong with it. Because you can as well go to the shop, you get change, then yes. They say, anyway, so I know some kids in this church who do that. Hallelujah. Yeah, anyway, so removing 500 from 5,000, little. Okay? But Alana, you get 10 million shillings. Could you call 1 million? Yet it is the same percentage. Okay? But somehow now, proportion wise, is that so? Anyway, in terms of amount, it's huge. Okay? It's huge. All right? 100 million. Remove 10. Because remember, when you start to add, to get those figures, 100, okay? Now, even your dreams become big, man. Okay? That's when you say, hey, nsaseno. Whenever which doctors. Or go, you're all using the road. These guys have money, but they can't go through the road. See, this place is fake, man. Fake. I think, let me go to what? Rubo and see, you know. Look for land there. Quick, now you understand. Eh? You have a guy, but what? Hey, why we talk about not sending it to pay for their services? Anyway, what I'm trying to say that the more money you get, the more your aspirations, that's when you start, okay? Remember, December holidays, okay? Get a, it's called what? A holiday. They're called, the holiday. Ngamgina mchalo. Ntunga mo, Kisoro, what? Okay? Nekati, now start thinking, Dubai, what? California, Those things. Okay? Meanwhile, you're not thinking about Rwanda. Like, I don't know why people don't take holidays in Rwanda. Then you get to know your neighbors. You understand? For me, I want to go to Rwanda, but I've not been to Rwanda. Okay? I want to go to Rwanda and take a holiday, man. But I'm not driving, and I'm not going by bus. It is too long, man. But of course, I'll miss seeing, because I understand that part in the West Kisoro, very beautiful. But man, I remember the time I was working in Kihihi, in Kanungu. Sometimes I would get those buses. Those hills, man. Ngolawa, should the guy... you are down those then. And interestingly, those accidents don't happen. So I don't know how they do it, but I was like, the moment I left Kanungu, I was like, never again. Never again going to those places in those buses. So Rwanda, no. You just fly. Whew. Okay? Anyway, but why don't people go to Rwanda? Very beautiful place are here. Okay? The people who have told me, but what are you going to shop? Because holidays also you have to shop. Katibichi, Biogen no gure Rwanda. Anyway, you understand? Hallelujah. Anyway, the more money you get, your dreams, and that's not evil. Okay? Please don't misunderstand me. That's not evil. But what I'm saying is, so that is one of the things that can make removing the tithe very difficult. Because and also, that's when people start this thing of tithe, okay? So I have 100 million shillings. Okay, I'm going to give 10% to the Lord. 10 million shillings. Now, but do I have to give it in one place? The 500, you are not asking that question. What's your name? Bob. The 100,000, you are not asking that question. Neka, 10 million, should it be one? One, so, like, it's amazing how a lot of money, what it can, like how it makes people brilliant. Hallelujah. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is, that is one of the things that God would expect us. Glory be to God. Okay? For your own information, to this day, right now, if you give me 1,000 shillings, I'm going to get my phone and record 100 shillings, tithe. Then at a certain point, I'll send it to where I'm supposed, you understand? Hallelujah. I tithe every coin. Now, if you give me 10,000, and you immediately see me giving it to Anne, okay? Don't think I haven't paid the tithe. I'm going to record that on the 10,000 I got, kulikolukumi. So I have to get that 1,000. Hallelujah. And it's a joy, you know, yeah? Hallelujah. Yes. I tithe every coin I get. Okay? Because if you give me, what? Like a car, katyao, siman chakola. Okutai singa tezibiazan. Unjitunde, unzeka chakumi, then ngule motoke. You understand? That's it. But money. Okay? Glory be. Especially since when I got that dream and I realized that, hey, God watches us, man. The tithe and is like, abana bang. Eh? Difficult, hard paper. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, but God would want us to do that. And the other thing you would want us to do, of course, give as he leads you. Okay, give to the poor. All right? And give to the rich when the Lord leads you to what? Yeah, some of the people who are really, in my opinion, of course I'm not sure, but some of the people who are really we're given to are those who people think they are well to do. They are well to do. Beba ina sentence are fe. Beba ina tua. Fe de tu bawa. Beba ina tua. You know, eh? And I think that's what? That's not good. That's bad. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. You can find that rich person, okay, he's building a house in Uluboa. Eh? Na yeye tagayo, or like the work to end that day. The guy is looking for 3 bags of cement. 3. Okay. Therefore, you see him what you know, but the guy is believing God for 3 bags of cement to finish his house. Where? You understand? And so he needs that, it's like what, 75K or something like that? The guy, 100K? Yeah. He's in need of that 100K. A rich guy in the world. But people are looking at him, the builders, they are like, oh, guy, you're not to a saint. But the guy is believing God. Of course, if he's not a thug, he's believing God for 100K. 3. Engineer Yamugambia to Tagayo Sao Busatu. Quantuari to plan in Zeo, Osao Kumi Buja, Ukumaladiza. Nikat was Grau of Sao Musav. I do not get a go of Satu. Hallelujah. Engineer Sam is, and that's right. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay. Find a rich man. He's paying what? The charge is at St. Andrew's in Ituri, eh? Turi. Okay? And Saint Yazi investing on it, Zina Koma Omangu, Kachava St. Andrews, they gave him a call, said, boss, we're giving you 1 week. But maybe he paid part and is remaining with what? 2 million shillings. You know, so the guy is believing God for 2 million shillings, St. Andrews. Huh? Anyway, you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So even the rich, even the well-to-do, okay, in your eyes, they also need money. Okay. Hallelujah. That's why I think There's a saying in Uganda that Nabagaga Bakaba. Eh? What do they say? Nabagaga. Anyway, there's something to the effect that even the world to do, they also need money. Glory be to God. Okay? They need money to do the thing that God wants them to do. God wants them to do. Amen? Glory be to God. So anyway, give as the Lord leads you. To the poor, to the rich, to whoever, to whatever. God can even lead you to give a witch doctor, man. Okumusaswira is security, what? Then the guy will see the love of God. Because those witch doctors, man, no one ever paid, you know. Okay. Or your pastor answered. Something will, you understand? Hey. That is like you're joking, man. Witch doctor, man. I don't want to get in problems. But what I'm saying is that God can do what? Lead you to do that. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And by the way, as you abound in that grace of giving, okay, God's grace also for you to receive will also abound. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 says that, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. You abound in the grace of giving. God's grace for you to receive, God's grace upon you for you to receive, will also abound. Hallelujah. In conclusion, God is going to bless us, okay? But he's telling us that he would also want us to be a blessing. Just as he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, that I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. God is going to bless us, and he expects us to also be a blessing. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.